Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's High School, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Sean, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, it's almost that time of year again. Good to hear your voice.
It is. It is almost that time of year again. Well, St. Mary's was in the news in the, earlier this week with the announcement from the school that on Thanksgiving Eve this fall, you guys will be playing, that's Division 6 St. Mary's, if I'm not mistaken, playing Division 1 Everett at Everett on that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And Sean, I'm just thinking here, you had nothing to do with this decision, did you?
Yeah, I probably could say I had a lot to do with it, because I'll tell you, we're trying to, you know, establish, you know, a program here where we're going to have to play some of those upper teams sometimes, become a better program. And we're coming off a great year last year, and we have some, you know, we're going to have a pretty good team, football team this year, in certain aspects of the game. So we're looking forward to the challenge. We always want our guys to challenge and compete. And being it's towards the end of the year and Thanksgiving special in Massachusetts, we wanted our kids to have that benefit of still being able to play on Thanksgiving. We lost our Thanksgiving opponent from last year, Austin Prep, when they went to their new league. So we lost that. We didn't want to go without a game, and they're up the street, and they have a new coach, and they're obviously, the history with Everett, as you know, is in this state is top-notch. And I think it's going to be a good experience for us, and we're actually, you know, looking forward to get the season going and get to that point healthy and let our kids experience a Thanksgiving game, you know?
You know, Sean, it's too bad you're not playing Everett a little bit earlier in the schedule, because that way when you beat them, you could grab all of their accumulated point values for the postseason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you think of it the way the system is now, you're right. But at the same time, we're just happy to have a game on Thanksgiving and playing someone with such a great tradition.
All right. Now, what we're doing here in the middle of the summer, we're having some feature interviews with football coaches, not about their players coming up this fall or last fall, but about them. Things, questions that we don't really get a chance to ask you about during the season because you're just too busy with the X's and O's and other stuff, for sure, and many other things for sure. But, Sean, I get the impression that you got your first touch or experience with football probably at a very young age and in Winthrop. Does that sound right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I think for me it was fifth grade as far as organized football. But, you know, I always was running around being a pain in the neck to my parents, off the wall a little bit. You know, played three sports for most of my life. And it worked out well over the years, I think. The upbringing that I had and being around it, and my kids did it. It was a good experience for me.
Tell me about your experiences as a player, your position, something about a game or two. What can you recall about, I mean, we're going way back now, Sean, and I know that, but what can you recall about the high school on the field for Winthrop?
Well, on the field, I was an unathletic offense and defensive lineman type for 3 years at Winthrop. Where, you know, had some successful years, had some bad years. You know, my 3 years that I, or 4 years that I was in the program there, I was a sophomore. We were fortunate enough to be able to go to the Super Bowl up at the old Foxborough Stadium. And, you know, junior year, we had a regrouping year. And senior year, we finished, you know, 7-3 and had a nice little career. Went to, made great friends that we still keep in touch today, and that's what I try to explain to our kids. You know, you want to build relationships through this game, and I've been able to do that as a player and as well as a coach.
Well, you kind of led me right into my next question here. So, drop a few names with me. I'm not asking you about who were the best players as your teammates at Winthrop, but drop a few names of people that you still stay in touch with and maybe how they impacted the Winthrop team at that time. And obviously, even some other great names of players that were on those teams you were on.
Yeah, so when I was a young sophomore, there was just a great program. You had, you know, you had Stephen Staffy, who went on to University of Miami, you know. Years before that, when I was a freshman, you know, Joe Giaquinto, BC, you know, Boston College, you had some great hockey football players that played college hockey at BU even before that. But going forward to my team, I mean, I remember, everyone remembers his senior class, and I got good friends there between, you know, Joe Fabiano played with me, was a Gannis All-Star and won some big awards as our offensive tackle. Everyone knows his brother, Frankie, throughout the North Shore at all the events. He still works over there in Winthrop, and great relationship with him. Matthew Lanza, another phenomenal, you know, drafted by the Edmonton Oilers out of high school and played quarterback, was our captain, talked with those guys all the time, and especially during the holiday season. Keep going on. You know, Richard Crossman, good player, you know. We had a nice little group. In a small town, you figure out who your group's going to be at a young age, and we kind of did everything together as a group, and we still got some special connections there.
No, you're absolutely right. And you make me feel pretty old because I remember covering for WESX those names, those games, some of those names you were mentioning years ago. Yeah. Staffier, Gianquinto, all those guys, yeah. Yeah.
Those are guys I watched growing up through the program and still, you know, talk with Steven, you know, via the internet now, here or there. And he's doing great. He's down in Texas. And it was quite the tradition there, especially those years in the early 80s, you know.
All right. So tell me how you got into coaching. How did that all happen?
Well, in school, you know, I wasn't much of a player. I wasn't going anywhere, you know, Ohio State or whatever, something like that. But I loved the game. Got away from me a little bit my first couple of years as I worked and went to college. I really missed it. I thought there was a piece missing out of my life. I ran into someone who I used to go to football camp with out in Worcester that took a coaching job in Burlington, Mass. He was the first year head coach, and I happened to run into him. And he said, look, I'm trying to fill a staff. I don't have any interest in working with the young guys. And I said, you know what? I'll give it a shot. What do I got to do? I'll probably like that. And then I got the bug, and it just continued, you know.
All right.
Continued for 28 years or so of coaching now.
Yeah, I think it worked out. I mean, that guy saw something there. I got to give him credit. So who was he?
Well, I don't know if he was desperate or not. It sounded like he was desperate, and I wanted to help out. And I always wanted to try it, but I would tell you,
I thought just in general something that, you know, the structure of the game of football, what it takes to prepare for every Friday or Saturday game was a big part. That probably something that was probably missing the most was getting ready for games. So when I had that opportunity, I took it, and it kind of stuck with me. And like I said earlier, I got the bug, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine not doing this, you know, and I'm into this as coaching in general for over 28 years now. So it's been quite the ride.
So tell me about the pathway from Burlington to Winthrop. Was it a direct route, or were there some other stops along the way?
Well, I had some friends on the staff there, and I was living out in the Woburn area, and I just bought a home, built a new home in Winthrop, and I was in the process of doing that, and a job opened up, and I had, you know, very fortunate to work for, you know, Coach Casillo when he was an assistant coach at Winthrop, and then I had the opportunity to talk to him about maybe coming on the staff. Something opened up at the right time, which is a timing thing, and I thought it'd be great to go home and where it all started, in the town, and go back and coach there. And it was great. It's a great experience. It actually made me, I believe, not only a better coach, but a better person from being around the game of football in Winthrop, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to belabor too much, you know, what you did as a head coach in Winthrop and at St. Mary's currently, but we do need to ask you a couple of questions. So what was a highlight or two from your head coaching time at Winthrop?
Well, we had some big wins. You know, Winthrop, the challenge is always just similar to it is at St. Mary's, is being in a small school and the league being what it was then. You know, you're playing some bigger schools, and the challenge is always preparing for the big schools, staying healthy and getting ready. But, you know, in 2014, we were going 10-1 just during a transition year. I thought it was pretty big. We ended up losing the semifinal state tournament, and that was probably my best year as a head coach. My first year there was a fabulous year. We were one fumble away from winning the league title in 2007. And then, you know, some, I'll say, great years in the middle. I mean, not as successful record-wise, but I will tell you the contacts that I've made. And one of the greatest things about being a head coach of Winthrop at the time, or when I was an assistant coach, I'm also the recreation director in town. So I got to see a lot of my players grow up through my programs from kindergarten on up, and then see them when they walked off the field on graduation day. That's something I always remember.
You know, Sean, you could speak to this, but, you know, what what you're talking about in the way the landscape of athletics today in the Northeastern Conference, you guys back in your time, and I mean this is number of many years over the time, overachieved, if you will, for the size of the school, how competitive Winthrop football was for so many years.
Yeah, well, we always seem to have, and anyone will tell you in those days that coached against you or played against you was always going to be a hard-fought game, regardless of the record, whatnot. And I think, you know, it says a lot for the kids of Winthrop during the time and stepping up to the challenge. Now, as we know, the league has changed quite a bit over, it seems like every couple of years, I think they're doing something different in the league. I'm not sure even who's in it now. But at the same time, yeah, that was always a challenge, and something that the families of Winthrop and the players took great pride in. You know, being a small school going against up the big boys, you know, the Lynn schools, Gloucester in those times, Beverly, Danvers.
Lynn Classical at the time, for sure, yeah.
There was some great games through the years of Winthrop, even before I was a head coach and before I played. There was some classic Lynn Classical Winthrop games, and I'm sure a lot of people can talk about that.
Yeah, so now on to St. Mary's. Just a quick note or two on a highlight or two from St. Mary's.
Well, I think walking in the door the first day and having, anytime you start something new, your first thing you want to do is you want to build good relationships. And people stepped up and worked hard and supported the new staff that we brought in. We kept some, people over. And I started off with, Mr. Newhall, the athletic director and also a girls basketball coach, and seeing his effort that he put in daily to all the programs and the assistant that he gave me during that transitional period was outstanding. I have a relationship with former coach Durgan as well, and I still do, and he was one of the big people, saying to me, you want to try to see and get the job over here. It's open. I'm not staying anymore. It might be good for you. And I was a little hesitant at first. But as soon as you walked in the door there, the family atmosphere, coming into a place where, everything was important, not just a few things. And it was great. The kids were great. And then being able to go to the Super Bowl in our first year, though we came up short, but that was a special group to me because they had every reason not to succeed during the year. New coach, lost a great team from the year before that lost in the semifinals, and probably a little frustrated. But they had every excuse not to perform the way they did, and I'll tell you what, that was something I'll always remember, the way they stepped up that year.
Sean, I want to I'm down to my last question or two here, but let me ask you this. The role, what do you see as the role of a high school football coach? And then maybe in context of possibly how you have evolved as a coach over these 28 years.
Yeah, it's funny because you think about how you did things maybe 10 years ago and how you're involved into something a little bit different now. Obviously, times have changed. I don't think kids have changed that much. I think some things in their life might have changed. But as far as coach, I think the first thing you want to do is realize as a coach that you're dealing with, a person that, needs to get your respect as well as give you the respect you need, and try to coach them not only to the football world, but in the classroom, out of the classroom. Like I always say to my guys all the time, you step on this football field and you play for a program that I'm part of, you got a friend for life, good, bad, whatever it shall be, you always have a place to come to and go and try to help you out. I think that's the most important thing you could be as any type of coach or mentor to any young adolescent today. There's so much going on in the world, the cell phones and stuff. We've all had our ups and downs, and I think as long as those kids know that you have their back when it needs to be needed, and then they have to be disciplined when it be needed, and you have buy-in from players, a school, and a family, or parents, I think it can be a successful place. And I will tell you that that's where I'm at now. I think that's why St. Mary's has great success, because of the discipline, the leadership from the top down, and not just in football, but in everything.
All right, so here's my last question, Sean, and that this is, you're working this summer with the Winthrop Recreation Department. You're busy as heck right now. You have other stuff. I'm sure your family, you got a few things to worry about with your family and stuff to do, errands to run. But what right now, what is the one thing that's top of mind that you're thinking about St. Mary's football right now, if you will?
Right now, as I sit here now, I am worried about who our workout program and how we're running, if we're doing a good enough job of it, if we're getting good attendance and the commitment from kids. And I will say, for the most part, in the summer, it's tough, vacations and everything, but the last 6 weeks of our program have been good. But as a coach, you're always concerned of some of the little things that go along with that, and that's what we're looking at, and we just can't wait to get to August 18th so we can get going.
So again, Sean, just for our listeners again, our premise of this interview here with you and other North Shore coaches is to focus on you, to focus on the coaches. We'll talk about the players and the team at a later time here as you get into the X and O's and so on, and we start reporting results or previews or do whatever. But Sean, thanks so much for your insights. They're fantastic. I learned a lot about, I didn't know all these things about you, to be quite honest with you, but so I think it's been, I enjoyed this. So thanks so much for taking the time to spend with us today to share a bit about Sean Driscoll.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and I'm hoping I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Sean Driscoll, head football coach, St. Mary's, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.